Welcome to episode 877 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Several New Testament passages directly reference Joel, demonstrating the importance of his prophecies for the early Christian community. Most notably, the Apostle Peter cites extensively from Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32 during his Pentecost sermon in Acts 2. This passage, discussing the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, is seen as a fulfillment of Joel's prediction, highlighting the continuity between Old and New Testaments. Other New Testament writers allude to Joel's imagery, such as Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2, who may reference Joel 2, verse 9, when describing the sudden nature of the day of the Lord. References to Joel's descriptions of cosmic upheaval and divine judgment also appear in Matthew 24 and throughout the book of Revelation. The ongoing legacy of Joel lies in his powerful descriptions of God's sovereignty over history, the promise of restoration, and the emphasis on repentance and turning back to God. As such, Joel's message continues to resonate with those seeking hope in times of trouble, and a reminder of God's ultimate justice and plan for redemption. The early church held the writings of Joel in high regard. As early as 10 days after the ascension of Christ, the newly assembled body of believers saw Joel's prophecy about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit as directly fulfilled in the events of Pentecost. This gave Joel's words prophetic authority and connected the events of their time to the larger narrative of God's plan. Joel's call for repentance and return to God resonated strongly with the early Christian emphasis on spiritual transformation. His emphasis on God's forgiveness and desire for restoration aligned with the core message of Jesus' ministry. The early church, living in a time of persecution and expectation of Christ's return, found Joel's vivid descriptions of the day of the Lord, judgment, and the restoration of God's kingdom to be both a source of comfort and encouragement. The early church sought to demonstrate the continuity between the Old and New Testaments. The direct references to Joel in Acts and the use of his imagery by other New Testament writers solidified Joel's place as a prophet whose words pointed towards the fulfillment they saw in Jesus. Still, we don't have many detailed commentaries on Joel, specifically from the earliest church fathers. Therefore, our understanding of their views comes primarily from the way his words were used and applied in the New Testament. Joel's inclusion in the biblical canon of the Old Testament, a status recognized by the early church, indicates the respect they had for his message. Overall, the early church viewed Joel as a significant prophetic voice whose words spoke to their present situation and testified to the overarching plan of God revealed through Jesus.
Today's top 10 list.
10 examples of finding Jesus in the book of Joel.
Number 1.
Natural disasters and God's sovereignty. Connection. Joel describes destructive swarms of locusts as a manifestation of God's judgment. Natural disasters and suffering are described vividly throughout the book. Foreshadowing. Some see these as foreshadowing a world groaning under sin, anticipating a final judgment and restoration. They connect this to Jesus' warnings about future turmoil and his teaching about responding to trials.
Number 2.
God as Shepherd. Connection. Joel uses agricultural imagery, including references to shepherds struggling without pasture for flocks. This could represent a failed spiritual leadership and the people left without guidance. Foreshadowing. Jesus refers to himself as the Good Shepherd, providing care, sustenance, and laying down his life for those who follow him. He critiques the spiritual leadership of his day for their failure to shepherd God's people.
Number 3.
The Suffering Servant and Restoration. Connection. In Joel 1 verse 4, locusts devastate the land, a metaphor for God's judgment. Yet, in chapter 2 verses 25 to 27, God promises to restore what was lost. Foreshadowing. Jesus is often seen as the suffering servant who takes on humanity's plague of sin. His death and resurrection bring restoration and reconciliation with God.
Number 4.
The Day of the Lord and Judgment. Connection. The Day of the Lord is a recurring theme in Joel, referring to a time of God's judgment. Foreshadowing. The New Testament also speaks of a future judgment day, such as in Revelation 20. In Matthew 25, Jesus spoke of coming as judge.
Number 5.
The pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Connection. Joel prophesies a future outpouring of the Holy Spirit on all people, leading to dreams, visions, and prophecy. Fulfillment. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples in Acts 2, fulfilling Joel's prophecy and empowering the early church.
Number 6.
Salvation for all who call on God. Connection. Joel 2 verse 32. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This promise of salvation resonates throughout Joel's writing. Foreshadowing. This inclusive message prefigures Jesus' offer of salvation to everyone, regardless of nationality or past, echoing similar verses in the New Testament, like Romans 10, verse 13.
Number 7.
The Valley of Decision. Connection. Joel refers to mass judgment in the Valley of Decision. It's a call for both nations and individuals to choose their allegiance. Foreshadowing. Some see this as a precursor to Jesus' teachings on the need to choose between the kingdom of God and the ways of the world. He speaks of a separation at judgment between the righteous and wicked.
Number 8.
God's mercy and repentance. Connection. Despite judgment, God offers forgiveness and restoration to those who repent and return to Him. Foreshadowing. This aligns with Jesus' message of God's love and forgiveness for those who repent.
Number 9.
Restoration of relationship. Connection. God promises to restore fortunes and the years that the locust has eaten. This isn't just about crops, but a deeper restoration of relationship between Him and His people. Foreshadowing. Jesus' ministry centers on restoring relationship with God. He offered forgiveness, healing, and the way back to spiritual wholeness.
Number 10.
The New Jerusalem and dwelling with God. Connection. Joel describes a future Jerusalem, purified and holy, where God dwells with His people. Foreshadowing. Revelation describes a New Jerusalem as the dwelling place of God and His people. Famously, in John 14, verses 2 to 3, Jesus spoke of preparing a place for His followers. The early church's embrace of Joel's prophecies highlights the power His words carried, demonstrating their deep respect for the Old Testament and the way it foreshadowed the gospel. Through direct references and thematic connections, they recognize Joel's writings as anticipating the outpouring of the Spirit, the coming of Jesus as Judge and Savior, and the hope of a restored relationship with God. While we may not have extensive written records of their specific interpretations, the early church's use of Joel within the pages of the New Testament speaks volumes. Importantly, the search for Christ within Joel's words is an ongoing practice for Christians. The rich imagery and calls to repentance remain relevant today, finding parallels between Joel's descriptions of judgment and restoration and Christ's ministry underscores the unity of the biblical narrative. Whether reflecting on natural disasters, our need for God's shepherding, or the ultimate hope of the New Jerusalem, Joel offers a lens through which we can understand the fullness of God's redemption plan. Father, thank you for the wisdom of the prophet Joel. In a world that feels broken, give us hope in the knowledge that you are the ultimate judge, and your kingdom of justice and peace will one day be established in its fullness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.